Meet Ed, movie buff, animal lover, safe driver.
5 years of driving an ambulance teaches you a thing or two. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. When I see a car trying to rush past a turning bus, I get concerned. You see, when big vehicles turn right, they have to swing wide to make the turn. And that's a lesson you don't want to learn the hard way. When trucks and buses turn, let's you and I wait.
It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Just before that announcement, you heard John Tejada with the tune Excursion from his new release, Emergence. S-E-Y-K before that with Make Your Body Move, the Tommy Tickle remix. Right now you're listening to Dark Angelo and the tune God Sonic from R.E.M. I'm DJ Firefly. This is Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. You can see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org. Thank you.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
I'm gonna find you wherever you are, whatever cost I'll pay in the end. I'll start.
WRCT has been serving the radio listening population for over 50 years. We pride ourselves in broadcasting the finest music in the world. We love music, so please, don't start a band.
Thank you.
1981 US with the tune Induction from Lore. Before that, Near Death Experience with Consciousness Stirred from their new release Divide by Zero. I'm DJ Firefly. You're listening to Couch Dancing on WRCT Pittsburgh. Here's Zoo Look and the tune Soul Rebel Dub. You can see the whole playlist online at WRCT.org.
The life of every child is precious. If you care for a child or teenager with a disability and have limited income and resources, they may qualify for monthly cash payments through the Supplemental Security Income Program, or SSI. Call Social Security at 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/ssikids to learn more. That's ssa.gov/ssikids. Message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Bye.
remember when I couldn't write a song, 'cause you would alter the flow. Couldn't feel what's real, 'cause you would steal the highs and lows. The nights would feel like endless days. My mind was always firing. Kinda miss the way you calm the waves that crashed on my horizon. I wanna let you go, 'cause I don't need you like I used to. But I'm afraid to fall without you. Let me be alone. Let me be alone. Let me be alone.
happens in discussions of the Holocaust is a shortcut is taken. One says, well, it was all about anti-Semitism, and one refers to Hitler. Fine. But that actually isn't the answer. That's the question. The answer to the question of how the Holocaust happened is not anti-Semitism. That's only part of the question. We have to work our way from that radical view into German politics, into human sensibilities, and then beyond Germany.
That's Timothy Snyder, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Timothy Snyder on the Holocaust. Where does one start when talking about the Holocaust? The word derives from the Greek, a burnt offering, a sacrifice by fire. It is one of the greatest crimes in human history, and we are cautioned to learn the lessons of the Holocaust. Historian Timothy Snyder argues that the history that we might understand is rather different than the history that we generally remember, and that if we did it right, the lessons that we draw from the present and the future would be different lessons than the ones we draw now. And that's important, Snyder says, because whether we like it or not, we are already drawing lessons from the Holocaust. We do it all the time. But what if we understand the Holocaust incompletely or even incorrectly? Then we've drawn the wrong lessons, and we may be accelerating disaster rather than preventing it. Our guest today is Timothy Snyder. He's Richard C. Levin Professor of History at Yale University and a permanent fellow at the Institute for Human Sciences in Vienna, Austria. He's the author of Black Earth, On Tyranny, and Our Melody. This classic program was recorded at Yale University in New Haven, Connecticut, in 2015. We air it to mark Yom HaShoah, Holocaust Memorial Day. And now, Timothy Snyder.
It is a commonplace that in order to understand the Holocaust, one must begin with Hitler. But returning to the primary sources, rereading Mein Kampf, rereading the second book, rereading the speeches, the addresses, I noticed a coherence, a total quality to the ideas, which I hadn't noticed before, and which I think perhaps eludes us in general. And I'd like to begin with that. I'd like to begin with a short summary of what Hitler's anti-Semitism actually was. This is important, because when one considers Hitler's anti-Semitism, it's not just a matter of someone being more anti-Semitic than other people, right? It's not just a transitive issue. This person is more anti-Semitic, this is more anti-Semitic, this is more anti-Semitic. It's not like that. There are qualitative differences in the kinds of anti-Semitism that people believe in, that people work from. And in Hitler's case, what we have is what I would think of as a planetary anti-Semitism, a chain of reasoning at the end of which there's only one possible conclusion, and that is the eradication of the Jews. Hitler starts from the premise that we as human beings are races, that races are like species, and what species do is compete for land and food so they can propagate. He takes that as being the only true thing about the world. It's a law of nature, he says in Mein Kampf, like a law of physics. It's as certain, he says, as the law of gravity. Why might we think otherwise? Why might we be under the impression that friendship or love or marriage or law or the state or a political party or any other commitment to human reciprocity exists, has weight, matters, or should matter? Why might we think such things? The answer, Hitler says, is the Jews. The Jews are responsible, and this is the radical character of Hitler's claim, the Jews are responsible for every idea of human reciprocity which distracts us from racial solidarity. From Hitler's point of view, all we should be doing is recognizing who belongs to our race and who does not, and fighting on behalf of our race against everyone else, taking land from everyone else, starving them to death, propagating on what had been their territory. That is all we should be doing. Any intellectual distraction from that, says Hitler, is Jewish. Any. So Christianity and communism, say Hitler, are fundamentally the same idea. St. Paul, says Hitler, is the same person as Leon Trotsky. Because any idea, whether it's working class solidarity or Christian mercy, which allows people to engage each other as human beings, is of Jewish origin. Whether it's a contract, a legal contract, or whether it's membership